False alarm.
Oh,
to play for you is a song called Lonely Little Girl.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, man.
Listen, that was a test. I just had to see if it was a real bomb.
Oh, man. Why would you ask me that?
Well, I mean, you're wearing like a dress.
It's not a dress, man. It's a blouse and a skirt.
It's a blouse and a skirt. My bad. Okay, well, I'm just checking. Now, can you verify your actual identity somehow? Like, do you have any identification or...
Well, it's here. It's right here.
Let me see.
I mean, you can read it. You can look at it. You can do it. Yeah. Barbara Enriquez Esquivel. Dylan.
I see the problem. Yes, it's not the middle names, it's the first name, Barbara.
Barbara! So, Barb Dylan, man.
Barb. Oh.
Barb Dylan.
Oh, Barb.
Barb Dylan.
So we have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. We don't, is there
What's the problem,
is
man?
There a Bob, like Robert Dylan, in the house?
Please, help.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, man, I'm late again. I'm sorry, man.
This is a thing with you.
Yeah, every night I'm like, this time, Chris was showing me there's all these dollar store fart noises you got.
Oh, so that was really important? That's what made you
It was late. Like 25 minutes of fart noises.
Oh, well, that sounds like something that Cartman would be showing you.
Farts are always funny, man.
Cartman was there, too.
Cartman was there? Did he start the dumpster fire?
I don't know, man. That guy's always up to no good.
Let's get him out here and ask him. Hey, nice entrance.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Cartman.
Yes?
Did you start the dumpster fire down there in the basement of the egg?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You answered too quickly.
Why do you say that? I'm just trying to protect myself. You know, creating false accusations up in yon.
Such as?
Such as starting dumpster fires and playing with fart sounds or whatever you were doing over there, Mr. Bob Dylan.
So, you didn't somehow ignite a dumpster fire while lighting farts or something of that nature?
Well, you see what happened was... Mr. Bob Dylan said that he missed the first few songs because he was out doing fart noises, but I happened to see him out at the dumpster earlier today.
So you're saying Bob Dylan himself started the dumpster fire?
Bob Dylan is a flatulent man.
It was dollar store farts. I told you, that wasn't my fault.
Well, it's not my fault if you bought some garbanzo beans at the dollar store. They caused you to have flatulence.
But I did start the dumpster fire, though. I don't admit to it.
Aha! See? I'm trapped. Vindicated.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm actually shocked that there is a routine about flatulence in the middle of this song. I don't know how that's... I mean, dumpster fire is bad enough, but... How is this going to get
It's all
fixed?
Related.
It's all related?
What the fuck?
Yeah, you know.
For a second, I thought you said it's all for the ladies, and then I was like,
oh, it's all for the ladies, hey, ladies, flatulence in the house. Not really, no, do so. Yeah. I thought you mentioned that someone was adding their dumpster fire, and that caused an dumpster fire, but when you found out that Bob Dylan did indeed start the dumpster fire, perhaps it was cold.
Yeah, I'm cold. I forgot my fur coat in New York.
Again, something totally not necessary, a fur coat these days. All right. So, what happens when you have these kind of situations? I guess you need to define the proper ending that deals with authority and such.
Oh, a proper ending. Well, let's see if we can come up with an ending. Well, Bob Dylan, you know, this is what happens when one starts with Dr. Bad. You will get a ticket, and if you do not pay because you've done something illegal, you do not listen to authority. They got beautiful actors that will make you listen to authority, and they'll make you so crazy that your head will go right through the ceiling. There's the problem, and there's the reason.
Seriously.
cake with a paper knife. All what we got here is American made. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's nicely displayed. Well, we don't get excited when it crumbles and fades. We just get on the phone and call up some kids. They rush on over and wreck it some more. And we are so dumb, they're lining up at our door.
We've got all kinds of songs ready for you. We're going to consult our set list.
Dynamo Home.
I must find the sound for this next song. How are you feeling already? Excellent. You're feeling like Big Leg Emma? I'm sorry. I hope that works out for you. All right. We're going to play a song that is about people that were boring my dad to pieces. On the tour bus, they were reading crossword puzzles and stuff. So he wrote a song about it called Pajama People.
Out of my way.
you very much, everybody. All right. Well, since we're inside of an egg once again, doing very well. How are you?
The battery's good.
Thank you.
Yep.
We are always happy to play here. This has been a stronghold, a Zappa stronghold. Since we have started this, you guys have supported this with, perhaps more than other territories. You guys consistently come out and make it happen. And we really appreciate it. And this Choice Cuts Tour has a lot of extra special things we put into the show. And this next thing is kind of one of those that digs pretty deep. Oh, yeah. But before we play the song, we have to sort of give you a little bit of a taste of some mysterious spy music so we can conjure the spirit of Studebaker Hawk.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have another special arrangement. This one has a very elegant classical portion to it, and there are these other arrangements that have existed of this song, but they never got put together into one complete form. So we decided, let's take all of the versions of this song and put them into a hybrid total arrangement so you can hear how they all come together, the themes and such. This song is called Rollo.
Thank you.
Is so ahead of its time. I think all my dad's music really is. But if you really want to put it into perspective and think about what that record sounded like compared to everything else back in the day, and think about the production qualities that were utilized, like speeding up tape machines to change the pitch of instruments and voices and adding delays and things that had never been done before, it was very creative work. And some of it was so creative that it couldn't be performed live. Now, technology allows us to play the music or recreate some of the sounds from that record, but it's taken all of this time, 50 years later, for it to really be doable. So we're gonna play a version of a song that my dad never played like the album because it just wasn't possible. But we're gonna give it a shot now. I'll give you an example of one of the sounds I had to make for this before we play it. It has a part that would, if left to its own devices, it would blow up the speakers. But we're not going to do that now. It feeds back on itself and it hands and it sounds like space crickets. Now that had not been done back in the day. It was a really cool special effect. And now I can do it on my guitar and play this song for you, which is called Absolutely Free.
Publicity balling for you anymore.
The first word of this song is discorporate. It means to leave your body to smoke away.
Up and away and up.
Goes back to the Mothers of Invention era as well. I think you'll know this one though.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people who are trapped inside this egg forget about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. Sometimes they think, what can I do to start a dumpster fire and eat my vegetables? Sometimes they think, where can I go? Questions flooding into the mind of the concerned young person today. But it's a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the theme of our program for tonight.
Yeah.
So fucking great to be alive is what the theme of our show is, boys and girls. And I want to tell you, if there's anybody out here who doesn't believe that it is fucking great to be alive, then I wish they would go now, because the show will bring them down so much.
Call it direct, call it collect, but call it today!
Tell me you love me.
Thank you very much.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Yeah.
This next one is it's one of my all-time favorite pieces of music that my dad composed. Mm. And there are a lot of different versions. Probably my favorite version is the one on the Yellow Shark. But we are going to do the version that comes from a KCET special. And this is a piece of music called Dog Meat.
Thank you.
We just felt like having a little rock moment, you know. We ran it at soundcheck and we said, hey, you know, we'll just do it. Yes. You know that my dad actually tried to sign AC/DC. He met them when he did his first tour in Australia in the middle 70s. And he really, really liked that band, and he tried to sign them to his label, but they got another deal, and I think they went on to be, I'm pretty sure, they're the top-selling rock and roll band of all time. It's pretty insane. Yeah. Yes. All right, so let's see, what do we have next for you? Oh, this is a song from the 80s that pretty much describes how everything went wrong. If you just listen to the lyrics and look around you now, you'll understand. It's called Cocaine Decisions.
Jump a line now.
Hold the pain. Cocaine.
You could get radiation all over her. She could mutate insanely. She could mutate insanely.
That's right. You know, she could go on the freeway and grow up to be 15 feet tall and scary looking. And then, cars would pass all over the country and all the people would watch her die. Sardines in her eyebrow, lobsters up and down her forehead. And all the balls in the dishes, and smelling very bad and dangerous. Maybe a submarine could sink her and bring her home to the baby.
Thank you.
filter.
It's even cooler than the one that's on the record.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I don't know why they're on the record. It's just very interesting to me. What was that now? The drummer kicks ass. That's my drummer. We have another song that is a choice cut. This one is also an unreleased tune. It is a combination, at least it seems to be, of Black Napkins and Sleep Dirt. It was played a few times in the middle 70s, and maybe once or twice they worked it up in the late 80s, but it never got an official release. I don't even think it got an official title, but it's known to the fans. Sleep Napkins.
Hmm.
Thank you. You ready for some dirty love?
Yeah.
Come on, Sean, bring it. How about a song from the Hot Rats album?
Go down these eggs. Keep it greasy, so good. Go down these eggs. I'm sorry. long gone to the base of the mountain. It's now attempting to lure the enormous poodle out of the cave, where they hope to destroy it with a barrel fire. Thousands of the troops are now lined up for the reconnaissance monster.
Such a fool. I just
get sick from watching my TV, been checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess.
Show him.
And when it's gonna change, my friend,
wow,
is anybody's guess. So I'm a watching and I'm a waiting, hoping for the best, even if I'm for the break. Every time I hear a say, there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watch the riot, I see the cops out on the street, I watch them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. I listen to reports.
Tent for dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire. Passing around. Seen the smoking
fire.
Dumpster fire. Wow. And the market burning down. Bee Gees burning down. I watch by the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
On the street you take a turn. You stomp and smash. Bad crash and smash and press and burn. So I'm watching and I'm away. I'm looking for the way. Even think I'm going away. Every time I hear a say.
I'm
Chris. Those are going to be an encore. Ryan Brown, Kurt Morgan, Sheila Gonzalez. Thank you very much, everybody. Hear me, thank you. All right, listen. We have something totally ridiculous we're going to play for you. It is a jingle my dad made that was rejected. And we learned it because it's hilarious and it's good. And it also had Linda Ronstadt on. Which is also very strange, and it makes for a good story. So, we're going to play it for you, and imagine what the world would have been like if this was the ad that enticed you to buy a Remington electric razor.
Can you think of a better gift than something that helps a guy look good and feel good every single day of the year?
Specialty item that's really, I think the first time it was performed, it was intended just to aggravate people. My dad played a very long version of it on the BBC, one of his first performances in the UK, and I am not sure why he selected this particular song, but it has become a crazy fascination, certainly for Adam Minkoff. He's the one that has been playing it incessantly, and then we finally said, let's just play it on stage. So, with that in mind, get yourselves ready to enjoy Oh in the Sky by Adam Minkoff and the Penguins.
You're ready.
Right.
you keeping score at home, the mysterious lyric to the second verse is 190, which apparently was the weight that Mr. Estrada was not allowed to eclipse on tour. My dad gave him the number 190. Anyway.
Okay.
Such a weird song.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Thank you.
Cody, Chris Morgan, Brian Brown, Kurt Morgan, and Sheila Gonzalez.
Soon. Just so you know, we're going to go out where the t-shirts are in just a little bit. We'll sign stuff and say hi. So if you want to stick around, we'll see you there. Otherwise, we'll see you again soon. Good night, everybody.
I lost my bag.